This is about a study, a new study, that points to Canada as possibly being a hotbed for schizophrenia, and that this biochemical disorder in the brain may have something to do with vitamin D deficiency in our northern latitude.
Yeah, this was a study where they looked at previous studies. So they looked at 12 studies over the past 30 years in Canada and also compared the rates of schizophrenia expressed in those studies with the rest of the world and subtracted the difference and came up with the number. The problem, though, Steve, is that in all quarters, comments are being made that the studies used were not very robust, that there were some problems with how they were, the methodology and how it was done. So the numbers themselves may not be necessarily accurate. The issue was, and the claim being made, is that somehow as people move into more northern areas of the world, that there's an increased incidence of schizophrenia. And the problem, though, is to try and explain a mechanism, right? If you have a disease process, there has to be something that leads to that. And one of the hypotheses is that vitamin D levels less vitamin D levels in people in northern climates, lower levels, that somehow this is associated with it. But there's no mechanism being proposed because when you look at vitamin D, there's no real link between vitamin D and neurological function, at least as far as we know. So it's an interesting study just in terms of raising some awareness, but in terms of coming up with a definitive conclusion that there is more schizophrenia in Canada, again, we're only using numbers that themselves are somewhat suspect.
Be helpful, though, if the general public, we were more aware that schizophrenia is the result of a chemical imbalance that can be treated and that under treatment, schizophrenics can return to a very productive life.
That's absolutely correct, and it's absolutely frightening for the person that's developing it because it's not a switch that just goes off and one minute you're feeling completely normal and the next minute you are having delusions of being God or walking on water or hearing voices or thinking people are watching you out of your television set. This is a gradual decline where the person's cognitive processes and awareness is tracking the voices. They start hearing things and they know something is wrong and they know that this is terrifying because it's not real. And it's a gradual decline where they lose that cognitive process and they end up believing the voices that are in their head. So very terrifying, especially since it happens usually in the late teens. You see this at 17, 18, 19 is when you start to see the disease, which again belies the issue that this is a sort of a pre-programmed type of issue where you do have chemical changes in the brain that cause these delusions and hallucinations. Very frightening for people, and it can be treated, and you can have a normal life if it is caught early. The issue is if it's you wait too long, the brain adapts to those changes. So when you have chemical changes, there's physical remapping of the brain, and it's much more difficult to change that physical remapping later on. It's literally burning in a chip. If you think of a computer process where you're burning in a pathway, the longer you burn in that pathway, it's harder to change it again. So the earlier you diagnose it, the better off you have in terms of outcome.
It's the reason that one of the reasons the Royal Ottawa Hospital Foundation is fundraising for brain imaging equipment, and they're going to be one of the world leaders in brain imaging, where they take pictures of the brain essentially electronically, and then are able to determine pathways and abnormalities and what takes place in the brain to more effectively bring about treatments. And we're going to be the world leader, one of the world leaders in this, if the foundation is able to raise the money to install this equipment.
And it gives you the actual, you know, if you can show someone a picture, people are very visual. So if you show someone a picture and it shows that here's where things are going wrong because it lights up, it gives it more of a real effect as opposed to using just descriptive language to say this is what you have. So you're absolutely right, Steve.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.